Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville Police Officer Jamie Robinson, who helped organize the Kids Fishing Day coming Saturday. There's a Kids Fishing Day coming up in the early parts of June. Just talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're decided to, with the conjunction with the Marion County Conservation Board and the Iowa DNR, the Knoxville Police Department, is going to be putting on a free Kids Fishing Day on June 2nd at the Marion County Park from the hours of 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be open to kids ages 8 to 17. We're going to have some drawings and a free lunch after noon till 1. We're going to have drawing and lunch, and we'll have a fishing derby from 9:30 until 12 o'clock, and we'll have some fishing instruction prior to the fishing derby.
Talk a little bit about how this got started, because it's a partnership between three different agencies and also some residents also got this started, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I was approached by Joe Brown of Brown Sanitation here in town in February regarding his interest in putting on an event like this to get the kids outside and have them learn a little bit about fishing. So I kind of took and ran with it. He's been helping out a little bit here and there. He's donated some items to give away in the drawing. I got with the Marion County Conservation Board with one of their officers, Dave McKinney, and the Iowa DNR, and Ken Kenyon, and they've helped out. The DNR is going to supply some extra fishing poles for kids that don't have them, and the county conservation's helped us sponsor the event.
Talk a little bit about why this is important and why you want to be involved in this, and what do you think kids can gain from something like this?
I'm an avid fisherman. I have been since I was little, and I just feel like we may be losing a few of our kids to indoor activities, and I just felt like getting some kids out fishing, teaching them some of the basic stuff and some conservation lessons, and just have them out and have some fun.
Talk about the benefits of fishing, because it's obviously very peaceful, but it's not just sitting around. I mean, I feel like that's what some kids have in their heads, is it's just, I go out and sit in the middle of a lake, but that's not it.
No, it's an exciting sport. If you're catching stuff, it's exciting, but the benefits to me are, it's just, like I said, it's peaceful. It's a peaceful activity. It's a wholesome activity, and it's just a lot of fun.
Talk about organizing with these different departments, and why do you think they want to get involved in the difficulties in putting together an event like this?
Oh, it's been a little bit challenging as far as that goes. And for most part, everybody's jumped in and helped organize. Dave with County Conservation, he's doing all the lunch stuff. And Ken Kenyon with the DNR, he's gathered up all the extra fishing poles for kids that don't have any. And I've kind of went around and got donations for prizes and drawings for the drawings we're going to have at lunch. So it's been a challenge, but we've had a lot of help.
Talk about the fishing instruction, that some information that you're going to pass along to some kids. What can they expect to learn?
Yeah, we're going to start with like basics of casting, knot tying. Joe had an idea of teaching kids how to clean a fish. A lot of kids have never done that, and if they want to keep a fish, we'll show them how to clean it, and we may clean a couple fish prior to the event, just in the instruction period. But just the basic stuff, casting, knot tying, fish cleaning, and some conservation lessons to go along with that.
There's also going to be a little competition. What is all involved with that for some of the kids?
Yes, we're thinking about, this is not finalized yet, we're thinking about giving prizes away for the biggest fish, the smallest fish, and the most fish caught that day. But that's not finalized yet. We are going to have drawings. I've got a lot of prizes we're going to give out. A lot of businesses in Des Moines and Knoxville have donated fishing poles and tackle boxes and other fishing equipment to give away.
If I wanted to participate in this, or if I was a parent who I think my child might be interested in this, where would I go and what would I do?
Yeah, again, it's open to kids age 8 to 17. Just show up at the county park at 9 o'clock on June 2nd. And we'll go from there.
Thanks to Jamie Robinson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.